From Illinois Public Media, this is a general election 2022 update. I'm Brian Mackey. And throughout the rest of this election night, we'll be sharing results from statewide races and other notable campaigns around Illinois at 15 minutes past the hour. We'll also hear from some of the public radio reporters tracking what's happening across the state. The Associated Press has called two major statewide races right as the polls closed at 7 p.m. Incumbent Governor J.B. Pritzker won re-election, according to the AP, defeating Republican State Senator Darren Bailey in the governor's race. Bailey has not yet conceded. The Associated Press also says Democratic Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth will serve a second six-year term, defeating Republican attorney Kathy Salvey. Salvey has conceded that race. She said, quote, "We share the view that we need to strengthen our economy, make communities safe, and restore civility to our political system." Now the focus shifts down ballot as we look to see how the votes fare for the constitutional amendment backed by labor unions. There are other statewide election positions up this year, and Democrats are leading in those races at this early stage. There are also 17 seats in the United States House of Representatives up for grab, along with all of the seats in the Illinois State House and Senate. There are also two seats on the Illinois Supreme Court. Joining us now to talk about what we're seeing is Hannah Meisel, State House editor for NPR Illinois. She is at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Springfield, where State Senator Darren Bailey is having his election night gathering. Hannah, thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Hey, Mackie. Thanks for having me.
What are you seeing out there, Hannah?
Well, this party is, it's notoriously difficult to estimate crowd size, but, you know, several hundred folks here. The mood is neither, excited nor somber. It's somewhere in between. People are milling about. But as we know, the governor is going to make his victory speech momentarily, even though Bailey has not at least publicly conceded yet. Blaine Willauer, who is a state rep, who is one of Bailey's biggest allies, just came out and asked the crowd to stick around. He said, basically, we've been seeing the numbers, but Bailey will, come out and address the crowd one way or another later, but please stick around.
And as we're going to air, we're seeing that Governor Pritzker is making his speech. He says he's ready to serve four more years as governor. Is there a question about whether Bailey will concede? Illinois is, basically every top of the ticket Democrat has won by 15 points or more going back to 2016. Is there any question about that?
This is one question that I do wish that the Bailey campaign had been asked more frequently and aggressively throughout the campaign to nail him down on this. He has been a bit slippery on, saying what he truly believes about whether the 2020 election was stolen.
Biden is the president, which is not really a statement on. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Sure. But with numbers like this that we are seeing, it would be shocking to not concede when you are so far behind.
Right. And I guess to be fair, I remember Pat Quinn back in 2014 did not want to concede, even though it was pretty clear that he had lost because there were, still ballots to be counted or people waiting in line. So out of respect for them, I can understand that. What else, briefly, we have about 20 seconds left. What else are you keeping an eye on tonight?
I'm going to be keeping an eye on the two congressional there's more than two as the weeks have gotten closer to election day. The congressional races that are close in Illinois, especially Illinois 17, Illinois 13 here in central Illinois, and possibly 6 and 14 up in northern Illinois.
Yeah, Democrats drew a map that they hoped would give them 14 seats to 3 for the Republicans, but we'll see if that outcome actually is what happens. Hannah Meisel from NPR Illinois, we're going to talk with you later again this evening. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Mackie. Talk to you later.
And we will be back in another hour at 15 minutes past. I'm Brian Mackey, and this is Illinois Public Media. From Illinois Public Media, this is a general election night update. I'm Brian Mackey. Governor J.B. Pritzker has accepted the AP's early call of his re-election victory over Darren Bailey, the Republican candidate, and has already delivered his victory speech. Addressing supporters at Chicago's Marriott Marquis Hotel, Pritzker said he considered himself a happy warrior and was ready for a fight in serving four more years as governor. But much of his speech addressed national politics, criticizing Republicans and their national leader, former President Donald Trump.
Because here we are, 2 years into cleaning up the wreckage of Donald Trump's presidency, poised to watch this man announce his return to national politics within days. You know why? Because GOP politicians, with the exception of only a few souls, are too cowardly, too simpering to support the best interests of the nation because they're afraid of being called insulting nicknames by a whiny bully.
Pritzker defeated State Senator Darren Bailey in the governor's race. Again, that called by the Associated Press right at 7 o'clock when the polls closed. Bailey, however, has not yet conceded that race as we go to air. Meanwhile, Republican attorney Kathy Salvey has conceded to Democratic Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth, who has been reelected for a second six-year term. Moving down ballot, with a bit over a quarter of the vote in, about 65% of voters have so far said yes on the constitutional amendment. Democrats continue to lead in races for other statewide officers like treasurer, attorney general, and secretary of state. For other races, counts are still very early, and these numbers could change as votes continue to come in from different parts of the state, as well as mail votes being counted. And that also goes for two races in the Illinois Supreme Court. We're also watching national House races, including Democrat Nikki Budzinski, who is leading Republican Regan Deering in the 13th District with a bit under half the vote in. And we're joined now by two reporters covering that race. Harrison Malkin is politics reporter for Illinois Public Media. He's at Budzinski's election watch party in Springfield. Harrison, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Emily Hayes is also with us. She is also a reporter at Illinois Public Media, and tonight she's at Regan Deering's watch party in Decatur. Emily, thanks for being here. And let's just dive right in. What is the mood like? What are you seeing at the Deering headquarters there?
I'm hearing a lot of optimism and excitement. A lot of friends and family of Regan Deering here at the Decatur Club in downtown Decatur. I'm also hearing some frustration. A lot of her family and friends live in Decatur, but are not in her district. You know, maybe they're in the southern parts of Decatur and surrounding towns. So I thought that was interesting that they're very concerned about.
Well, it's interesting because this is a very heavily, as you say, a very heavily gerrymandered district. It was drawn to try and get a Democrat elected from central Illinois, which Democrats tried to do with the 13th district 10 years ago and were unable to do with Rodney Davis Harrison. What about at Budzinski's watch party? I saw you sent in some photos, including some private label wine for Budzinski.
Yeah, I think that might be the key to at both parties, and the energy I hear as well. Are definitely excited. People are still trickling in, and Budzinski is doing quite well so far.
Harrison, I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you there. And we seem to be having some difficulty with your connection. Emily, let me come back to you briefly. We're almost out of time, but what else are you keeping an eye on tonight? Do you have a sense of how late their party is willing to go as returns continue to trickle in?
Well, I've heard from some of the key people in Regan Deering's team, you know, the later, the better. I'm not sure what the appetite is among the friends and family to stay until 10 p.m., but there's definitely, you know, there's a bar and people seem to be having a good time.
All right. Well, we will keep an eye on that. Emily Hayes and Harrison Malkin, thanks so much for being with us. We will be back in another hour. This is Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. From Illinois Public Media, this is a general election update. I'm Brian Mackey. Let's begin with what we already know. Governor J.B. Pritzker has defeated State Senator Darren Bailey in the governor's race. He's up 55-42 with about 83% of precincts reporting, but that does not include mail-in ballots. More than 2 hours after the AP called the race for Pritzker, the Republican lawmaker told supporters in Springfield that he had called Governor J.B. Pritzker to concede the race, but he told them the fight for their conservative principles will go on.
My priorities will continue to be the things that unite us. Protecting our freedoms, bringing jobs to our state, and safety to our streets. Republicans need to be the loyal opposition in Springfield. Loyal to our state. Loyal to our country. loyal to our Constitution, but in opposition to the radical policies of the Democrats.
Elsewhere, as we've mentioned, Democratic Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth has won a second six-year term. Republican Attorney Kathy Selvey has conceded in that race. In other statewide races, Republican State Representative Dan Brady conceded to Democrat Alexi Janulius in the race for Secretary of State. He's succeeding Jesse White. And Mike Frericks will continue to serve as Illinois Treasurer, another Democrat. His challenger, Republican State Representative Tom Demmer, has conceded. As we move to the House races closely watched in Illinois, Democrat Nikki Budzinski's lead over Republican Regan Deering in the 13th District has narrowed, but no votes are in yet. No votes in yet from Champaign County as of shortly after 10 p.m. And in the 17th District, which has gotten the most national attention, it's back and forth between Democrat Eric Sorensen and Republican Esther Joy King. And meanwhile, downstate, no surprises here, Republican Mary Miller was reelected, as was Congressman Mike Bost. Both of those have been confirmed. In the state Supreme Court races, there are reports that Judge Elizabeth Rochford could become Justice Elizabeth Rochford. She's declaring victory over former Lake County Sheriff Mark Curran in the 2nd District there. We're joined now again by Hannah Meisel, State House Editor for NPR Illinois. She's at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Springfield, where Senator Darren Bailey had his election night gathering. Hannah, what is the mood like there after the speech?
Well, most people have now left, I would say. Directly after Bailey's concession speech, he was kind of stormed. He and his wife and his running mate, Stephanie Trussell, stormed by a lot of reporters who wanted hugs and selfies, etc. Looks like they're still up there. I'm kind of in the back of the room now. But, as we heard...
Yeah, let's just spin this forward. We've got short amount of time to talk. What does this mean for Illinois, right? No, not any huge surprises tonight. Another 4 years of Democratic governance in the state?
That's right. Although, you know, that's not the only thing that matters, of course. The Democratic-led legislature are netting, you know, at this point, it could be as much as six seats for Democrats. Of course, they already hold a supermajority in both the House and Senate. Going forward, just the politics of the country finally kind of infected Illinois. The polarization that a lot of moderating, actors in both parties had been able to hold off for years, it's reached Illinois. So it's going to be a different General Assembly going forward. Definitely a lot more progressives, definitely a lot more... dyed-in-the-wool conservatives in Springfield.
Interesting. And we will continue to follow those updates. Hannah Meisel, I think we're going to talk with you one more time in about an hour for our final update at 11:15. Thanks again for being with us.
Sounds good. Thanks, Becky.
And once again, we will be back in 1 hour for your final update of Illinois races. This is Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. From Illinois Public Media, this is our final Illinois election update of the evening. I'm Brian Mackey, joined once more by NPR Illinois State House Editor Hannah Meisel. Thanks for being on again.
Thanks for having me.
I want to get through a few race updates. The forecast red wave, we were just hearing about that from the national NPR hosts, it failed to make even much of a ripple on the blue shores of Illinois. Incumbent Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker easily defeated Republican State Senator Darren Bailey for another 4 years, and Democratic Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth won a second six-year term, defeating Republican Attorney Kathy Selvey. Democrats have also held on to statewide offices such as Treasurer and Secretary of State. In the U.S. House, Democratic Congressman Sean Casten has held on to his seat in the Chicago suburbs. Meanwhile, in the 13th District in Central Illinois, Democrat Nikki Budzinski still holds a lead over Republican Regan Deering. Votes are just beginning to come in from Champaign County, which is a significant population center in that district and will likely decide the race. One of the other most closely watched races here in Illinois is the 17th Congressional District in the northwestern part of the state. That was thought to be the Republicans' best chance for a pickup among national prognosticators, but so far, Democrat Eric Sorensen has a firm, if small, lead over Republican Esther Joy King. That said, there are still a lot of votes to be counted there. Coming to the state legislature. In the state Senate, Democrats say they've held on to their supermajority there, and they also seem to be holding on to their supermajority in the state House, as well as a majority on the Illinois Supreme Court. Hannah, this is where I want to bring you in. What are the consequences of this remaining in Democratic supermajority control in Illinois? Republicans had hope for some inroads. Where is that party? Where is the Republican Party today in Illinois?
Well, this is the question that the Republican Party has asked themselves after the last few elections. It's been a story of billionaire donor, mega rich funder trying to come in and trying to score some points. You know, Bruce Rauner in 2014, when he beat Pat Quinn, when he, Bruce Rauner being a self-funded candidate, when his money disappeared, the party has been kind of lost in the desert. And the Republican Party, there's been a massive amount of infighting, just like everywhere else in the country. There's this question of where do we as a party, Republican Party, want to go? Of course, there's this massive tension over, those who are MAGA Republicans who are with Donald Trump versus the traditional moderate Republicans who for decades, were in charge in Illinois Republican politics. That's just not true anymore. And so there's this struggle, and the money, though, is not necessarily there for the MAGA Republicans.
And I guess we're going to see if there's a leadership fight among the existing Republicans in office. Policy-wise, what are you looking for in the next year or so out of the Democrats, right? They legalized marijuana in the first term. They shored up reproductive health care access, abortion rights. What is the next frontier for them?
Well, I think it's going to be a reaction to what happens nationally. Of course, in the 6 months since the Dobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade was leaked in early May, Democrats have been very focused on shoring up abortion rights even more so than they previously did the last major move in 2019 and then last fall. So it's going to be a reaction to what happens in the country nationally, so that Illinois will continue to be kind of an island, a blue island in the middle of the red Midwest.
All right. Hannah Meisel from NPR Illinois. I know you were at the Bailey campaign event tonight. I think you were on your way over to Budzinski's event. Thank you for making time to be with us here on the radio this evening.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mackie.
And that is our final update of the night. You can find more returns on the website of your local NPR station and tune into Morning Edition tomorrow. This is Illinois Public Media.